QCQCQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 1st of May 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Access to RSGB systems, open Zoom meeting on the ADIF processor, apply for the Youngsters on the Air summer camp. The RSGB president spoke about the new customer relationship management system at the AGM last Saturday. The Society would like to pre-warn members that they will not be able to update their membership details from Thursday the 5th of May to Tuesday the 10th of May. This applies both to the online membership portal and for any telephone or email requests made to the membership team at HQ. This time will be a transition period as the new system is brought online. Once it's active, RSGB members will be asked to create a new password to enable them to access the membership portal, and further details about this will be shared next week. This is the first part of a series of upgrades being planned for the membership services. On Thursday evening, the 5th of May, Wigtownshire Amateur Radio Club is hosting an open Zoom meeting. It'll be a talk by Mark Wickens, M0NOM, on the ADIF processor. This is an online tool developed by Mark for enriching your log files and visualizing context in Google Earth. Originally developed to help him record additional useful information in his log files, it became a way of viewing QSOs and propagation paths in Google Earth. You can read more and see some of the graphics of propagation paths on the club's website at gm4riv.org. To receive the Zoom link, please email in advance to events at gm4riv.org. The link will be emailed to you on Thursday the 5th, shortly before the virtual doors open at 7:40 p.m. The 2022 Youngsters on the Air, or YOTA, summer camp will be held in Croatia, not from the capital city of Zagreb. The Croatian Amateur Radio Association will be hosting the event, which will take place from the 6th to the 13th of August. There's a chance in a lifetime for young RSGB members to present their country and national society. Participants will join workshops where they will gain the skills to start similar amateur radio youth events when they return home. There'll also be time to enjoy operating the latest amateur radio equipment, both locally and remotely, kit building and visiting the seaside and the capital city. To apply, you need to be a member of the RSGB, aged between 15 and 25. The deadline for applications is Sunday, the 8th of May. For further information, see the RSGB website at rsgb.org/YOTA. For an application form, please email youth.champion@rsgb.org.uk. The result of the RSGB election, annual trophies and the 2022 construction competition were announced at the Society's AGM on the 23rd of April. You can read the results on the RSGB website under the AGM 2022 Proceedings tab. The summer programme for Tonight at 8 begins on Monday the 9th of May. It'll be a presentation by Mark Haynes, M0DXR, on contesting, which is also sometimes known as radio sport. He'll explain how this aspect of amateur radio can not only be a good test of your station, but also a great way to make lots of QSOs with many countries in a short period. The presentation will cover the basics on contesting, but will also give a flavour of the more advanced techniques adopted by experienced and the extreme contesters. It will also include an explanation of what it takes to achieve a world win in the largest events of the year. The RSGB is looking to recruit a technical editor for Radcom, reporting on the managing editor. To the managing editor, the successful candidate will need a wide range of radio and electronic knowledge, including amateur radio. The RSGB is looking for someone who's positive, enthusiastic about technology, has an excellent command of English and a good eye for detail. For more detailed information about the role and how to apply, see the careers page on the RSGB website. Now, for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today, the 1st of May, Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, our radio amateur rally, will be at Thorpe Camp, Tattershall, Thorpe in Lincolnshire. It's open to the public at 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. and entry is £4, with under-12s free. There will be hot and cold food on site and car parking inside the grounds. Contact Anthony on 07956 654481. On Bank Holiday Monday, the 2nd of May, the Dartmoor Radio Rally will take place in the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, PL26AL. Free parking and the doors open at 10 a.m. with admission £2.50. There'll be a bring and buy as well as trader stands. Refreshments will be available. Contact Roger 07854088882. Next Sunday, the 8th, the Lough Erne ARC annual rally will be held in the arena at Share Discovery Vintage, 221 Lisnaskir Road, BT920JZ. I think I pronounced that wrongly, I apologise. Doors open at 11:30 for the public. Facilities are able on site for breakfast, lunches, and teas and coffees. Now, the DX News, Renato PY8WW will be active as HK0 PY8WW from St Andrews Island, NA033, between the 7th and 12th of May. He plans to operate on the 6 to 40 metre band, QSL via home call. Hitoshi JR0UIU will be active as JR0UIU/0 from Awasha Island, AS206. I think that's a correction. It should be Awashima Island, AS206, until the 3rd of May. He plans to operate CWSSB RITI and FT8 on various bands and also via satellite, QSL via home call, direct or via the Bureau. Janusz SP8FIH and Leżak SP6CIK are operating from Nepal as 9N7WE and 9N7CI respectively until the 19th of May. Activities on the 6 to 40 metre bands, QSL home call. Michael W6QT is operating as DU3 stroke call sign from Subic Bay in the Philippines during the month of May. Activities on the 6 to 80 metre bands using SSB and FT8, QSL home call. Now for the special event news, GB0SCW will be on the air from Stonecross Windmill, East Sussex, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. next Saturday and Sunday. Using SSB 3.5, 7 and 14 metre bands, megahertz bands, they also plan activities on the 2 metres and 70 centimetre bands. There may also be some HF operations in the evening from a car parked in the windmill grounds. See qrz.com for more. Dom F5SJB will operate CW only as TM5RDL between the 1st and 15th of May. A special call sign commemorates the composer Claude-Joseph Rouget de Lille, who wrote the song that eventually became the French national anthem, QSL F5SJB. Contest news, the UKEI Contest Club DX Contest runs for 24 hours until 1200 UTC today, the 1st of May, using CW only 3.5 to 28 megs bands. Where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Note that EI and GI stations also send their district code. Today, the 1st of May, the UK 6-metre group summer marathon starts. It runs until the 2nd of August, using all modes on the 50 megs bands. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same. Signal report, serial number and locator. The 144 megs FT8 activity contest takes place on Wednesday, 1900 to 2100 UTC. The exchange is your report and 4-character locator. On Saturday, the 432 megs trophy takes place between 1400 and 2200 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. running for 24 hours next weekend. The 432 Megster 245 gigs contest ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 8th, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, and also running for 24 hours as the ARI International DX contest. This finishes at 1200 UTC on the 8th, using CW RTTY and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Note that Italian stations will also give their province code. Three contests are due to take place next Sunday the 8th of May: the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest, 0800 to 1400 UTC, all modes 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also running between 0800 and 1400 UTC is the 10 gigs trophy contest, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, the Worked All Britain 7 megs phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC, using AM, FM and SSB, the exchange's signal report, serial number and your Worked All Britain location. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, a week of high solar flux indices brought good openings on the higher bands, with the SFI consistently above 140 all week. There have been reports of 10-metre openings well into the evening. As Ian Goodyear on the 10-metre UK Net Facebook group reported, tonight on 10 metres you could mistake the band for 20, East Malaysia in one direction, Mexico in the other. There were also reports of Australian and New Zealand stations being worked on 10 metres, making this possibly one of the best weeks for 28 meg so far this solar cycle. But there were some spanners in the works. There were a lot of C-class solar flares and two M-class events this week. Geomagnetic conditions have also been disturbed at times, with Wednesday being the worst day, with the KP index hitting 5 twice on one day. Solarham.net said this was an unexpected geomagnetic storm, as the BZ component of the Interplanetary Magnetic Field, the IMF, tipped south. Another storm, solar storm is forecast for the 29th of April, thanks to a large coronal hole on the sun's equator. NOAA predicts more of the same next week, with the SFI probably above 130. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet next week, with an average KP index of 2, that is, at least until the 7th of May, when it could rise to 4. However, this presupposes we don't have any coronal mass ejections to contend with. At this point in the solar cycle, solar flares and associated CMEs are commonplace and could push the KP index to roughly 48 hours after any Earth-directed CME. As always, keep an eye on solarham.net for daily updates. And finally, they write, we can now expect a big upturn in sporadic E-openings on the higher HF bands. Keep an eye on the European 10-metre beacons for openings and find out more in our VHF news. And here is the VHF and up propagation news. As we move into May, the chances of sporadic E begin to increase, and it's worth keeping a close eye on the usual bands from 10 metres up to 6, and later in the month the 2-metre band might surprise us. The propquest.co.uk website contains a useful EPI map plot of regions where sporadic E may be more likely based upon weather triggers and atmospheric gravity waves that are part of the formation process. It also contains a daily blog with commentary to highlight significant jet streams and other regions of interest. The main focus on the weather chart starts with the high pressure bringing fairly good tropo conditions at the end of last week. Over this weekend, a small load will drift into western areas and generally disrupt the tropo propagation, producing a weaker pattern for next week with a hint of isolated showers. Later in the week, some models bring another low southeast from Iceland to Denmark, introducing a cooler northwesterly flow with a few showers until a new high builds next weekend. The result of this will be possible tropo windows later towards next weekend. There is a possibility of a little rain scatter in between, but generally rather limited. The Eta Aquarid meteor shower will peak between midnight and dawn on Friday the 6th of May. Its ZHR is very respectable, a very respectable 50, The shower favours the southern hemisphere and the radiant is low in the sky for the UK in the early pre-dawn hours. The predictable cycle of moon bounce propagation continues this week with positive moon declination peaking on Thursday, now almost coinciding with apogee and therefore highest path losses. After mid-July, the trend of rising declination and rising path loss reverses until in mid-2026, maximum declination coincides with perigee and minimum path loss again. 144 meg sky noise is generally low this week, reaching 500k on Wednesday. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's it from me also. Until next week.